1 Kings chapter 5. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father. For Hiram was always a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, You know how that David my father could not build a house to the name of Yahweh his Elohim because of the wars which were about him on every side until Yahweh put them under the soles of his feet. But now Yahweh my Elohim has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrent. And behold, I purpose to build a house to the name of Yahweh my Elohim, as Yahweh spoke to David my father, saying, Your son, whom I will set upon your throne in your room, he will build a house to my name. Now therefore, you command that they hew me down cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servants shall be with your servants, and unto you will I give hire for your servants according to all that you shall appoint, for you know that there is not among us any that can skillfully hew timber like to the Sidonians. And it came to pass, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly and said, Blessed be Yahweh this day, which has given to David a wise son over this great people. And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have considered the things which you sent for me for, and I will do all your desire concerning timber of cedar and concerning timber of fir. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon to the sea, and I will convey them by sea in floats to the place that you will appoint me, and will cause them to be discharged there. And you shall receive them, and you will accomplish my desire in giving food for my household. And so Hiram gave Solomon cedar trees and fir trees according to all his desire. And Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for food to his household, and 20 measures of pure oil. And thus gave Solomon to Hiram year by year. And Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom, as he had promised him. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and they two made a league together. And King Solomon raised a levy out of all Israel, and the levy was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by courses. A month they were in Lebanon, 2 months at home, and Adoniram was over the levy. And Solomon had 70,000 that bore burdens, and 80,000 hewers in the mountains, beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones, to lay the foundation of the house. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the stones quarter squarers, so they prepared timber and stones to build the house. End of chapter 5.